SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens.
The yeas are 221 and the nays are 212. The resolution is adopted.
So by party line vote, Republicans formally authorized their impeachment inquiry into President Biden Wednesday, taking their most significant step towards impeaching the president. Congressman Jim Jordan says that it is time to look into the Biden administration.
The House has now spoken, and I think pretty loudly, pretty clearly, with every single Republican voting in favor of moving into this official impeachment inquiry phase of our constitutional duty to do oversight.
Also at SRNnews.com, a judge is pausing former President Trump's case, Ed Donahue reports.
The trial in Washington is scheduled to start in March. Judge Tanya Chutkan's decision will likely mean a postponement. She granted the pause so the former president can pursue claims he is immune from prosecution for actions taken while president. The dispute over the scope of presidential power could be decided for the first time by the Supreme Court. Chutkan has flatly rejected Trump's arguments, writing in her order that the office of president does not confer a lifelong get-out-of-jail-free pass. A significant postponement could delay the trial until after the presidential election, as Trump tries to reclaim the White House. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Senate passes the annual defense policy bill. Wednesday, the National Defense Authorization Act passed with a vote of 87-13. The $886 billion package lays out how the Pentagon will be funded through the next year. Military vehicles, national security abroad, and a 5% pay raise to troops included. In Detroit, Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy announces charges against a 28-year-old man in the death of synagogue president Samantha Wall. Officials say Michael Bolanos was a stranger to her. This is SRN News. It's been a big year for one ministry. SRN's Michael Harrington explains.
Officials with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes report they have distributed more than 230,000 Bibles in 2023. FCA President Shane Williamson says, quote, "We are committed to God's word and biblical truth, and we continue to be amazed at what God is doing to get his word into the hands of coaches and athletes around the world." Over the past 15 years, the ministry has handed out nearly 3 million copies of Scripture. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In Wyoming, Teton County District Court Judge Melissa Owens is holding a hearing Thursday to choose between a trial or making a decision more quickly on a challenge to the state's ban on abortion at all stages of pregnancy. She put the ban on hold back in July. Meanwhile, the Wyoming Supreme Court is trying to decide whether to allow two lawmakers and Right to Life of Wyoming to intervene in another case designed to derail the ban. This is SRN News. There's a growing divide between the U.S. president and Israeli prime minister over the Israel-Hamas war. The latest from the Media Line's Felice Friedson.
The gap between President Biden and Prime Minister Netanyahu was showing no signs of closing, as the American president reportedly told Netanyahu that he should prepare to shut things down within a couple of weeks. That doesn't fit into the Israeli timetable, with Jerusalem vowing to fight until the Hamas terrorist organization is no more. Nor does it fit based on the ability to fight. Hamas forces remain able to fire rockets into Israel virtually at will, and Israel continues to take casualties at a steady pace. More than 100 Israeli soldiers have been killed. The latest was a dramatic ambush that left 9 soldiers dead in northern Gaza. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.